Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. This is your host, Trevor Fetter, and today's episode is going to be about how to find success in very highly competitive niches. If it's your first time listening to this episode, or this podcast in general, definitely get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. These are the best products for high-ticket dropshipping, and they're all very profitable. And also, please leave a review on iTunes. Highly appreciate that, and helps reach a wider audience. ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. Thanks so much. Let's get into the episode. All right, guys. So when you want to sell a product online, you got to look at the competition first. And if there's a lot of competitors, just know what you're getting yourself into. If there's a lot of competition, it's going to be harder to make sales, okay? You're going to have to do more work to sell these products than normal. If you're looking at niches and you find one where the only current competitors are like crappy e-commerce stores, ones that aren't very good at doing what they're doing, you can totally one-up them and win sales. And there's a lot of ways to do that, okay? You got to become a marketing professional and understand marketing, understand sales, and especially how to sell high-ticket products profitably and do it really well, okay? Let's get into some of that stuff now. When it comes to high-ticket products, first and foremost, you need to create really compelling sales copy. It's really important for the sales page to have all the information on it that somebody needs to know about the product before they buy it, but also be very persuasive. Talk about the features and talk about the benefits of those features and approach it in a problem-solution format so that people know why that product is going to fulfill their needs, scratch their itch, solve their problem, that kind of stuff, okay? And talk about your store and why you're the best place to buy from for that product or that brand as well. That'll help your product descriptions rank for organic search traffic as well. It's going to help you get higher ROI on ad spend. Okay, copywriting is key in your product descriptions. You should also include pictures along with the features just so that people can see them as they read about them and have some nice call to actions. The other thing that's great to add into your product descriptions is bonuses. Okay, take all your unique selling proposition and any free gifts you can offer them, any information products, that kind of stuff, package it up, make it look really nice, and present it as a bonus offer. Okay, people often buy things just because it comes with bonuses. It's crazy, but it happens all the time. It works really well. And high ticket products are no exception. Okay, bonuses are going to help you sell stuff like crazy. So you can do free physical gifts. Those seem to work really well. You can do information products. You can do extended warranties. You can do white glove delivery. You can do free shipping. You can do lots of other things, maybe like a membership program or something like that. You can provide one-on-one consultations. You can provide, lifetime technical support, all that good stuff. So figure out cool ways to wrap up what you're doing and present it in kind of an offer format, offer stack, and present that on your product page near the bottom, okay? It'll help you sell your products really well. So yeah, that's that. Multimedia really helps sell. So high quality images is going to help you sell stuff. Having videos, like sales videos of the products, are going to help you sell. And when you're in a high competition niche and you see a lot of other people that are doing really well with this kind of stuff, you got to do better than them, okay? So offer what they offer and then offer more. So you don't have to, throw away your margin. You can offer things that they're not, that aren't going to cost you any money and or are going to cost you a very little bit amount of money. Create unique packages that they aren't, providing, things like that. And often you'll win the sale. It's pretty amazing how that can happen. The smallest little adjustments can really help you beat the competition. And it's a constant process. You got to keep doing it every quarter, every few months. You got to look at your descriptions compared to your competitors and optimize them. Because by that time, competitors may have caught on and they may have then optimized their offer to be on top of you. So it's kind of like a game. You got to go back and forth. Okay, that's how it works. You can compete in niches that are high competition. Just know what you're getting yourself into and know that it's a long and arduous road ahead. You've got to put a lot of effort into it. Okay, it doesn't just come easy. Expect to have a longer time to where you get to profitability and kind of like passive income, and just know that you're never set in stone in niches that are very popular for people to get into. It's going to be something where you're always having new competitors enter the marketplace and run ads and stuff like that and bid higher than you. So you just got to keep on, keep on evolving as a business, keep on expanding, okay? For beginners, it's really good, though, to get into lower competition niches. And this is the same for experts as well, for anybody, really. But for beginners, it's almost essential, because if you don't know what you're doing as much, you don't have as much experience, it's going to take you a long time to be profitable in a high competition niche. Whereas a lower competition niche, you're going to be able to get at least some orders right away. Okay, so, you know, just know what you're getting yourself into. If there's a lot of niche competitors that look just like what you want to build out, it's going to take longer. Okay, you have a lot of direct competition. If you're in a niche where there's like a lot of broad general stores and there's not that many niche competitors, and you find that you can get those dropshipping suppliers, that's considered low competition. There's no direct competitors to you. There's people that are broad stores, but they don't convert as well, okay? So, you know, niche stores are great. And, you know, it goes without saying, but this business model isn't fully automated. You have to keep track of inventory. You have to make sure that stuff is updated on your site, or you might sell products really well, but then it turns out they're out of stock. Okay, so you got to do a good job of keeping up on your inventory and have a good email template and call template, you know, script made so that you can get people to keep their back orders and, you know, be willing to either go with an alternative or just wait for that order to come in to ship out. Okay, that's going to help a lot to keep your profitability up. But overall, you're going to have to do more work with copywriting. You're going to have to create content on your collection pages to get people down your funnel. Because if somebody finds your collection page, it's probably because they don't know what product they want yet. So if you create a lot of content on your collection page, it's going to be really good, because then people will move down into your funnel and choose a particular product to buy. Be a salesman, okay? Recommend products. People always go to a restaurant or a retail shop and they say, hey, what do you recommend? What's hot right now? Okay, what's good? What's on the menu? And you got to be that salesman on your website. So that's what your copywriting should be all about, is recommending things to your customers. Basically, take your best sellers, most popular products, and recommend them, okay? All right, and, you know, optimizing your store for conversions, there's a lot to do with that, guys. And what it really comes down to is making sure your store loads fast, has all the offers possible, good copywriting, good multimedia, high-quality images, and that it ranks really well and gets the traffic that it needs, and that it's backed up by solid customer support and sales staff. Now you've got to run some aggressive marketing promotions, okay? Promotions are like discount codes and particular discounts on certain lines of products or closeouts, things like that. You've got to be really, really aggressive in high competition niches with this kind of stuff. Okay, you can run email marketing blasts on the weekends, for instance, get people to buy from your store as opposed to the competitors. You can run social media campaigns. You can do contests. You know, whatever it takes to build some buzz in the community with your leads lists, and work with some influencers, you know, make an affiliate program and get them to promote your store too, and have lots of content on your website. Video content is great. If you can get testimonial videos from your customers, that really helps with social proof. Having reviews on your product pages is really going to help. Store reviews as well. So the more reviews you can get, real verified reviews, the better. And you know, you're going to have to do that stuff aggressively to compete in these high competition niches. It's just how it is. If your website and your product listings don't match up to your competitors are going to get those sales. And they're going to have big businesses, and yours is going to be struggling. Unfortunately, this is how it works these days. So either pick a low competition niche, or get into a high one and know what you're getting yourself into, and remember that it's just going to be harder to compete, and you're going to have to get better and be a better ball player, okay? You know, it's the same as basketball, any other sport. If you're going to play, you got to be a better player, or you're just going to sit on the sidelines and not, you know, see any action, okay? So if you want to see action, you've got to, you know, practice. That's what it's all about. Okay, and just get better at this stuff. Write content on a daily basis. Create content on a daily basis. Look at your ad accounts and optimize on a daily basis. And look at your competitors on a daily basis and optimize your listings. And then eventually you can film yourself doing what you do, talk the logic in your video, and then train a VA to do it for you. Virtual assistants are great because, you know, they'll work for very cheap from the Philippines and or wherever, and they can actually do the same work for you. That's pretty decent. As long as you create processes and systems that outlines exactly how to do stuff, it's not too creative of a process, they'll do pretty good work, okay? And you can find some rock stars on the internet using you know, a job platform like Online Jobs or Upwork or FreeUp or, you know, sometimes even Fiverr. You can find some pretty decent VAs. So definitely get in there, guys. I have a whole team, like almost 10 plus VAs plus, you know, more independent contractors that we outsource certain, you know, tasks to, and it works really great that way, because then we have a whole system, and I can focus on growing my business, creating content, while my team focuses on expanding the business, which is and doing the day-to-day tasks, which is really important for me. All right, guys, so yeah, for beginners, low competition is best. High competition, not so great, but you can still compete. Don't kill it from your mind like, oh, there's too much competition. You know, all the niches on your niches list are going to be high competition. It's never going to work. That's not true. I've got stores selling almost all the products in those niches list, and they sell like crazy. So it's pretty awesome what you can do. And yes, I have a lot of experience with this stuff, so I know, but I also know that it's not easy. It's difficult. And so I put all my effort into it. I have the right mindset, and that's why I'm successful. You can be successful too. You just have the right mindset like I do and be willing to do the work. Okay. And be patient as well. You know, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, but if you do the work every single day, you can get there and you can be competitive in a high competition niche and reap the rewards. All right, guys, so if you are interested in getting my mentorship, you can sign up for my course at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass, where I teach high-ticket dropshipping and have a group coaching program. You can also get me to do the work for you, build your own business for you, your own e-commerce store with high-ticket dropshipping. Check out my turnkey Shopify stores at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. You can get private coaching from me at ecommerceparadise.com/coaching and find out all the cool software and services that I use to build my e-commerce businesses at my resources page at ecommerceparadise.com/resources. Again, please leave a review on the iTunes podcast. I appreciate every review I get, and I really hope that I can reach more people with this podcast and help more people become location independent, quit the 9-to-5, and, you know, work anywhere, travel the world, spend more time with their family and friends, live the life of your dreams. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.